Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Art of Seduction, warm, wonderful poetry compelling you to the edge of your seat, sultry, seductive, and scintillating, ink to make you shiver, to make you sigh. I am your host, Tam Ray, a poet on the website called All Poetry with a group of poets called Late Night Poets. Now tonight is our central poetry show. And if you find that is not your cup of tea, please check out our other shows. We have 1 to 2 shows per night on a variety of styles of topics and poetry, something to suit everybody's taste. Also, make sure when you get a chance to check out our poetry anthologies put out by Late Night Poets on Amazon, because when you purchase those, you not only get amazing poetry, you help support these our radio shows. And for tonight's show, I ran a contest on All Poetry that I titled Sensual Fantasy Art. And I grabbed about, oh gosh, how many different pictures did I grab? Probably about 10 or so. That's usually about the right amount. Let's see here. Oh, nope, I actually went up to, well, look at that. I went up to 19 different pictures that I grabbed, but who could blame me? Because tonight we are doing dark sensual poetry, and so I found absolutely some dark, delicious, and sensual fantasy, everything from warriors, demons, angels, and everything in between. If it has a tail or horns or wings, it was in the contest for inspiration. And we definitely had a great lineup of poetry tonight, a wonderful balance of sensuality and darkness that I'm very much looking forward to. And let's see if anybody's listening. I don't see anyone on Late Night Poets yet, but you know, I'm sure people are listening in. They usually do, and I do appreciate that. You know, I appreciate everyone who writes for the shows, and very much. All right. So with that being said, because I don't really have much else, I think the fantasy art and dark sensual are pretty self-explanatory. So with that being said, I will go ahead and put up the first poem, you know, and I hope everyone is having a good evening tonight and has had a wonderful day and many more to follow the rest of the week. All right, so this is Tale of the Crimson Demon by Mystic Muse. A demon with bright crimson eyes, she wears a human girl's disguise and wields her dark unearthly charms till men lie victims in her arms. Her lips so full and ruby red lure hapless prey into her bed. Her gaze weaves an exotic spell. Her sultry whisper can compel her quarry to surrender will as she moves coyly toward the kill. She smiles because she understands that all are putty in her hands. And with a kiss upon her breath, she then bestows the gift of death. As fangs release a crimson flood, she drinks, then weeps in tears of blood. End poem. And absolutely a wonderful dark sensual write by Dave, Mystic Muse. I like the imagery in this, as always. I like the rhyme. He is a wonderful takeoff of his chosen prompt. And I like how he combines the sensuality of a strong woman with the mythology of something from another realm, another world, something demonic. I found it particularly dark in the first and fourth stanzas with the, as fangs release a crimson flood, she drinks, then weeps in tears of blood, and till men lie victims in her arm. I thought the second and third stanza really held the most sensuality. Her gaze weaves an exotic spell, her sultry whisper can compel, and a great use of the word coyly, as she moves coyly towards the kill, because that's how you capture them, get them off guard. You know, you absolutely have to have coyness down to an art form. And yes, absolutely. So thank you, Dave. I'm very glad you were inspired. Thank you very much. All right. So let me see here. Actually, I am going to, before you go on to the next poem, and I apologize, but you're going to hear the dogs barking because I can't mute myself. I'm going to type a little note. Do, 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 do. All right. Mission accomplished. And now, back to where I need to be. All right. So, here we go. This is Lip Service by My Angel 3. Whispers in the attic, vampires roll for red, rampantly emphatic, desperate to be fed. Sugar-coated lip service, no delve into her deep, an ocean only you knows when psyche clings to sleep. Banging in the basement, how'd she slide down there? Old ghosts engulf her irises, projecting blood-stained stare. Honeymoon reminiscent, a spade will toil this grave. A burial seems insufficient for all the red they crave. Shimmers in the roses interlace her cherry hair. Looks can be deceiving when shadows raise a flare. Love drips from gothic kiss, vampires roll for the dead. Sugar-coated lip service rehashed inside her head. End poem. Now that was a wonderful rhyming poem, a great use of darkness. You know, I do enjoy a good vampire write, especially if it's got a bit of a unique phrasing and twist to it that you don't always see. And she actually wrote to the same, she actually wrote to the same picture that Dave did, which is a woman, a young woman with pink hair and pale skin, that has pink eyes and blood running down her lips and dark nails and what looks like almost like a halo, except for it's made up of this pink glowing light. And so that it was very, very popular picture that people delved into. I thought that My Angel 3 was very creative with her choices. I especially liked the double meaning of sugar-coated lip service. Actually, I think there could practically be a triple meaning to that. The idea that giving somebody lip service is telling them what they want to hear, but also the lip service of someone offering their blood up, their neck up, jugular to a vampire. And another thing, I thought there was a certain sensuality that could be read into that line. This was a wonderful dark write. I really particularly liked the Nana, I can't pet you right now. Go lay down, okay? Go lay down. Be a good girl. But I particularly like the imagery and shimmers in the roses interlace her cherry hair. Looks can be deceiving when shadows raise a flare. And isn't that so true? And the sensuality that I really liked in this was honeymoon reminiscent and love drips from gothic kiss. I have to say that love drips from gothic kiss was a particularly sensual line. So wonderful writing, My Angel 3, and very well done. All right, let me see here. All right, I'm trying to decide if I want to put up a SoundCloud, and that'll give me some time to... Let's see here. Ah, yes, that is what I will do. I will go ahead and I will put up a SoundCloud. So let me find that. All right. Let's see. Here we go. Found what I want to put up. And... All right. Well, hello there, Jenny. Good to see you. All right. Thank you. Always good to see you hanging on the board. All right. So up next, we have Undying Devotion by Arcana Amore. And we do have a SoundCloud for that. So here we go.
Too silently awaken from deathless dreams. They, by a flickering candlelight, caress that paints the walls with dancing shadows. Countermar. Watch, centuries wax and away. Escorted by his beloved Countess Vanna.
My mind is craving
as totems of his promise, undying devotion. He furnishes her with wreaths of blood-red roses. Side by side, they rest in ornate opulence. Within their flamboyant twin sarcophagus, a shrine to the passion they immortally share, forever to be joined in an entwined embrace. Arising to the allegory of crimson petals that summons a thirst to seek be sated. This bond they share fosters infinity, holding hands with the tides of eternity.
For you to be by my side.
This time's tryst that endlessly endures. Bushes, their erotic, everlasting betrothal. In sanguine serenity, they safely sleep.
I need you, desperately.
Aroused by the melody of nocturnal rapture. An empty mirror casts absence of reflection as they make love with fire, lust, kisses that quiver to the choruses of orgasmic pleasure.
Wonderful read and write there, Arcana. Thank you for the SoundCloud. It is very much appreciated. And just a friendly reminder, everyone, if you're unable to call in, the next best thing is to make a recording of your poem, because then we get to hear your poetry in your voice. And before I continue with commenting, I do see I have somebody on hold. So I'm going to go ahead and bring them on. And I'd like to say hello, Jean. Welcome to the show. Glad you could be here. Hey, how's it going?
Pretty good. There's nothing stranger than being like half asleep and nodding off and getting a message. And I show up, and then all I hear is all this reverb. I was like, whoa, is it me or is it the audio?
Well, you know what? I wanted to make sure it was the longest SoundCloud I had at 5 minutes and 11 seconds. And I wanted to make sure I had more than enough time to send whatever messages I needed to send.
Right.
So,
but I hear you.
Yep. Well, I appreciate you being here. Thank you.
You're welcome. I hope I don't fall asleep and start to snore on you. Just saying.
Well, that's all right. I'll just put you on mute and, you know.
Every once in a while, see if I'll wake up. I get it.
Yeah. Poke you with a stick every once in a while. I'll go ahead first. What was that?
No, I was going to say, I did not hear most of that audio, so
okay.
I don't want to make a half-baked comment.
Okay, well, that's no problem. I'll go ahead and comment. Now, this was one that was actually inspired by it's a contest that Naomi had ran for one of our Twisted Tuesdays. It was a picture of what looks like a dark bedroom with a ornate coffin or something like that. And I have to say, because I had asked Arcana if he had anything that he thought would fit with this show. And I have to say that I thought this right fit particularly well with this show. And reverberation that he does it so well, but it is, and I have to agree, it is quite a trip to listen to. This has a wonderful imagery and great use of alliteration. Arising to the allegory of crimson petals that summons a thirst to seek, be sated. This bond they share fosters infinity, holding hands with the tides of eternity. As I was saying earlier, I do enjoy and appreciate a good vampire tale. And I like that this one speaks on the connection of two lovers and how they have an eternal connection. I really like the sensuality in this and the storytelling. Another part I like is the names he's chosen. Count Amar watches centuries wax and wane, escorted by his beloved Countess Thana. As tokens of his promise, undying devotion, he furnishes her with wreaths of blood red roses. And what was another particularly wonderful part? Ah, yes, this. As they make love with fiery, lustful kisses. That is particularly deeply sensual lines there. So wonderful, right? And very well done. All right. Let's see what we have next. Doo-doo-doo. All right. Yes, definitely was perfect for this show. All right. And up next, we have Lilith's Fantasies by Betty Page. And Jean, would you go ahead and read that for us, please?
I don't think so. I only called in to keep you company. I didn't say I was going to work.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. Absolutely. Okay, Betty, here we go. Lilith's Fantasies by Betty Page. Erotically so divine, goddess of the morning star, She's surreal. She's so sublime. Wicked thought train, so bizarre. White velvet, satin, and lace. Luxury silk wedding gowns. Seductive looks on her face. Haunting ghosts in nearby towns. Tattoos named in crimson blood. To each other you will wed. Heaven's rain down on with the flood. Come be safe in Lilith's bed. Pleasurably gets off on pain. Sadistically very sweet. Resist not, you'll go insane. Finest witch you'll ever meet. Fantasies now come alive. Wickedly she enchants prey. She feasts on blood so she'll thrive. Licks her lips as you obey. End poem.
Great read, Jean. And what a wonderful sensual write by Betty. I like the rhyme and flow in this and the imagery. She really brings this character of Lilith to life. I particularly like the imagery in white velvet, satin and lace, luxury silk, wedding gown, seductive looks on her face, haunting ghosts in nearby towns. And pleasurably gets off on pain, sadistically very sweet. Resist not, you'll go insane, finest witch you'll ever meet. Those lines kind of make me think of the song Black Magic Woman. It's got that kind of vibe to it. Just a really great look at a woman, a creature who of the night who, you know, knows exactly what she wants and what she gets pleasure from. So very well done. And your thoughts, Jean?
I know I have to have thoughts too. Pam, this is going to cost you extra.
I know. No one checks in the mail.
Jeez. Yeah. I heard that. Anyway, I thought this was nicely put by Betty. Nicely sensual with great imagery throughout. It wasn't too much. It wasn't too little. It was just right there, you know, I thought. And I grabbed two stanzas out of this. Tattoos names in crimson blood. To each other you will wed. Heaven's rain down with a flood. Come be safe in Lilith's bed. Pleasurably gets off on pain. Sadistically very sweet. Resist not, you'll go insane. Finest witch you'll ever meet. I thought they were intriguing lines. The first one, not so much intriguing. It was kind of walking down the path. But the second one was, you know, it added that little twist that the artwork would inspire, you know. So I thought that was well done. So thank you, Betty. Great job. As always.
Absolutely. Yes. And I do have to agree. She did a great job within that one stanza of adding that twist, as you said, that the artwork was meant to inspire. So very cool.
Absolutely.
All right. Yeah, I was glad to see that people were inspired, and quality is definitely what we got tonight, as far as I'm concerned. Yeah. All right. Well, up next we have The Three Trials of Galeen by Sector Hunter, and it goes like this. Returning warrior, lay down your sword, for your bravery and loyalty to the crown shall be rewarded. Cast off the tramps that cling to you. Tonight you dine sublime. Kneel as chamber doors open and two treasures enter. Enjoy as one teases with a trailing tail, kisses adorning flesh as it reaches triumphant hardness wrapping around. Closing your eyes, feeling nibbles along your neck, claws dragging seductively down your back as she drinks of soul's fire. Yes, my sweet, now it's time for your queen to play. On my back I'll lay, fill me with warrior's pride while thy face is pulled between thighs, exploring their realms while invading mine. Fill me with conquering energy until all parties are spent. Now, my knight, take your leave, knowing you are marked as a champion of the land and poem. And he was actually inspired by four different prompts. And I can definitely see how they all fit well together within this rite. And I have to say that is quite the reward for a brave and loyal knight. And I will comment further, but first, Jean, your thoughts.
I like the poem. I do. I thought it was well done and well written. A lot of wonderful imagery throughout and a great tale told in all of this. I was looking at the stanzas and going, But I have to say that, you know, close your eyes, feeling nibbles along your neck, claws dragging seductively down your back as she drinks of soul's fire. Yes, my sweet, now it's time for your queen to play. On my back I'll lay. Fill me with warrior's pride. I thought they were two really nice stanzas within this piece. And a really nice job. So, Sekhna, I have to thank you so much for sharing with us. I'm not real familiar with your work, but I've seen it a few times, and each time it's been a pleasure to read. So nicely done.
Oh, absolutely. And I have to say, I think you probably took my two favorite stanzas. So I won't repeat those. I do think those were particularly good stanzas, but there was a dark and delicious sensual line all the way through. Let's see. But I do like his attention to detail and the way he starts this. Returning warrior, lay down your sword, for your bravery and loyalty to the crown shall be your rewarded. And I like that he puts in the story that it's his queen offering up the reward, which I think adds a nice layer of storytelling. But she very clearly reminds him that she is his queen, no matter what other delicacies he may enjoy. I do also have to say that I like that besides the two stanzas that you quoted, I also like the ending, until all parties are spent, now my knight, take your leave, knowing you are marked as a champion of the land. Wonderful, epic ending, and very well done.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's see. Got to grab the next one. You know, and of course, if anyone else would like to call in and join me and Phil, that would be awesome. You know. All right. So up next, we have Dark Temptation by Selena. And this one has a SoundCloud. So here we go.
In the zenith of night, I emerge from the smoky ether, slinking in the sinister shadows, ever watchful, dark brooding eyes that burn your skin with dissolute desire. Rakishly, my louche, libertine charms woo with ease.
You enter my room on the midnight hour, and all the air is infused with your power as you emerge from shadows deep, and I am soft and warm from sleep. In your eyes I see your thoughts unfold, for they speak of torrid tales yet untold.
Luring you with opiates, intoxicating with the green fairy, I observe the effect with rising lust and lubricity. Sending your senses into orbit, each nerve screaming for me, I take you at my will, indulging my depraved perversion.
Beneath your cloak lies sweet delight to pleasure my flesh this moonlit night. Your hands remove the silken veil that slips from my fragrant skin, so pale, glistening dewily in anticipation. I arch beneath you in expectation.
Callously corrupting you with sinful pleasures of the flesh. Shameful. You cannot resist this carnal compulsion. Tangling in torrents of turpitude, rising in peaks of pouring passion, despising yourself for wanting me, you surrender to your dark temptation.
Your kiss is like the first sip of wine. My only thought is of making you mine. It flows through me like a lava stream. To feel your body is a forbidden dream. My eyes devour your beauty so rare as you, your glory before me, bear.
You are my willing plaything, my slave of debauched desire. I will use you in any way, and you will comply to my every demand. Then, when my urges have been fully sated, I will take my leave, though shame will eat away at your conscience. You will yearn every night for my return.
Aching to stroke each nuance of your skin, to feel your eager passion pulsating within. My inner realm sings with an ecstasy that flies. The night's sweet music is composed by our sighs. Embrace me before you turn to depart, for your face will be etched forever on my heart. You are my dark temptation.
Wonderful read and write there, Stelina. Thank you for the SoundCloud. It is very much appreciated. And great use of the voice changer app. That always impresses me. I remember the first time I heard that, we thought it was Arcana reading because, yes, you two do sound very much alike when you use the voice changer app. But I thought that was wonderfully clever. Really an epic performance with doing the back and forth read, beautiful dark sensuality throughout. I really like the interaction between the two characters. Beautiful beginning line, slinking in the sinister shadows, ever watchful, dark brooding eyes that burn your skin with dissolute desire, rakishly my roche libertine charms, woo with ease. And let's see, what else? Beneath your cloak lies sweet delight to pleasure my flesh this moonlit night. Your hands remove the silken veil that slips from my fragrant skin so pale, glistening dewily in anticipation. I arch beneath you in expectation, you know. And really all the way through, there's such a beautiful, stunning imagery, epic, dark, sensual lines. I like that this really speaks on the giving and receiving of pleasure. There's a real strong sense of back and forth. So absolutely a wonderful dark sensual rite, and bravo on that performance there. Very well done. And Jean, your thoughts?
Well, I thought this was an excellent piece, Lilina. Wonderful imagery throughout. It was very sensual. The underlying layer of your audio took it over the edge. And I can't pick just one stanza out of all this, because I think they were all equally well done. So great job, and thanks for sharing. Absolutely.
Absolutely, yes. And you're right. You know, the quality of the performance definitely took it to a higher level, and it already is on its own a wonderful, high-quality poem. So very cool. I'm glad you were inspired, Stelina. Thank you very much. And oh, oops. Oops, sorry. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No big.
All right. We have up next, Bound to You by Bettina Shomo. And I'll go ahead and give this one a read. All right. And it goes like this. You're a thief in the night. Your spirit reaches out to mine nonstop. My heart calls your name. You were created just for me. Two souls latching on tightly, totally lost in each other. I sing your song. You answer back, sitting, waiting for the sun to set. You're like a vampire in the night, creeping in, seducing me. Over and over, bitten and consumed, I breathe you desires that never stop. The blood that runs through my veins belongs to you. Those longing eyes tell me your story. Your watery lips invite me in to taste again and again. End poem. And what a wonderful sensual rite by Bettina Shomo. And Jean, your thoughts?
Hang on, I'm looking up prompt number 9. Sorry.
All right.
Okay, got it. That's the one that the girls wrote too. I get it. Yeah, I thought this was a well-written piece. I really did. And I think that it definitely can speak to that prompt. That's for sure. I like the beginning of this. You're a thief in the night. Your spirit reaches out to mine nonstop. My heart calls your name. You were created just for me. Two souls latching on tightly, totally lost in each other. You know, I thought that's a wonderful way to start this. And I could have kept going, obviously, you know. I sing your song. You know, I mean, I think it's just very well done. So great job there, Bettina. And thank you so much for sharing with us. Excellent job.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And I'm actually kind of curious. I never have my prompts memorized. You know, like I have basic ID.
It's the one I think Stelina wrote to it. It's the fella.
Oh, yep, it is. It is. Yeah, that guy. Yes. With his those amber colored eyes and that dirty blonde hair. He was a particularly popular prompt for the ladies. I noticed. You know. And I think because there's a lot of interpretation, because you don't see fangs, you don't see blood, you kind of have to put your own interpretation into who or what he is. And so, you know, but yeah, this is a wonderful dark sensual rite. And all the way through, it's got beautiful lines, but I particularly like I sing your song, totally lost in each other. I sing you your song, you answer back. I like that whole idea that comes like this idea of a sense of connection, a strong sense of desire. I also really like when you bring in essential vampire, right, and you have lines like this, the blood that runs through my veins belongs to you. Beautiful, seductive lines, and definitely very well done.
Right. Absolutely.
Yep, for sure. For sure. All right. Let's see what we have next. All right. Oh, we have Frank on the board. Hello, Frank. Good to see you. All right. And here we go. I'll put this one up. And all right, up next we have Evil Queen and Her Minions by Jenny the Deep. And Jean, go ahead, please, and give that a read for us.
Okay. Okay. Well, maybe. Just give me a second. There we go. Okay, Evil Queen and Her Minions by Jenny the Deep. Queen of seduction, no remorse, her minions falling at her feet, longing for her sweet treat. She refuses to give real love, prefers to control them, tormenting them, using and abusing. All she knows is how she pleases herself. They will pleasure her, for she is their mistress. No time for real love. All she wants are toys that she can hang like laundry on her barbed wire line. Torturing them, using these poor souls for her own needs, making them crawl and beg on their knees. Their blood drips with her desire, and she tosses the decrepit into the fire. The rest live in her dungeon until she is ready to devour her knight and shining armors. End poem.
Great read there, Jean, and a wonderful write by Jenny. I have to say that certain parts of this definitely got very dark and twisted. I think where it says no time for real love, all she wants are toys that she can hang like laundry on her barbed wire line, what was definitely particularly dark. I do enjoy dark sensuality that has a strong woman in it. And you feel that within making them crawl and beg on their knees. Their blood drips with her desire. She tosses the decrepit into the fire. I did think that there was the probably for me the most sensual lines upon in this darkness was the beginning lines. Queen of seduction, no remorse. Her minions falling at her feet, longing for her sweet treat. Wonderful lines, Jenny, and very well done. And Jean, your thoughts?
Yeah. Well, you know, I think that this was a great take on the chosen prompt. As we look at the image, it kind of pulls in real well with this. Although this doesn't really need, you know, the prompt to go with it. Because, you know, it's not like you're going, huh, what are they talking about? You know, it works. It pulls together well. But I thought it was well written and nicely done. And I have to say, I kind of was partially, I think you grabbed one of these stanzas. But I thought torturing them, using the poor souls for her own needs, making them crawl and beg on their knees. Their blood drips with her desire, and she tosses the decrepit into the fire. The rest live in her dungeon until she is ready to devour her knight in shining armors. I thought of you for a second there, PM, with that dungeon thing. I didn't know anybody else. So, nicely done, Jenny. Thank you.
Absolutely. Great comment. And, yeah, very cool. All right, and let's see what we have next. Gonna grab the next one. All right, and mosey back into the room. Doo-doo-doo. All right, and the up next we have Enter the Darkness by Darkened Aura, and it goes like this. I can be your dark angel, fulfill your insatiable desires, my fingertips tracing lips, igniting passion's fires, your mind and body in euphoria, as my tongue explores your neck, let me transform your signals like I'm your personal codec. I can be your demon if it's dominance you seek, whips and chains to bind you, the mascara on your cheeks. You wear it well, my dear, those tears of sweet release. I adore your sweat-soaked body, my lustful masterpiece. Come walk on the dark side. I promise that it's fun. Sometimes sin's delicious after all is said and done. Come walk on the wild side, each mark a memory. There's an intoxicating rush you'll get that most mortal eyes don't see. End poem. Oh, wow, what an absolutely, absolutely stunning write. And your thoughts, Jean?
Well, I have to agree with that statement, that's for sure. Wonderful lines all throughout, and along with that, you know, we have great imagery, and wonderful thoughts. Okay, let me see here. I can be your demon if it's dominance you seek, whips and chains to bind you, the mascara on your cheeks. You wear it well, my dear, those tears of sweet release. I adore your sweat-soaked body, my lustful masterpiece. Great stanzas there. Among the others, I mean, I'm not, you know, sometimes I hate to pull stanzas because, you know, I don't want to leave any out because there are so many good ones. But a very well done job, DA, and thank you so much for sharing with us. Great job and enjoyable.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I have to agree. And, yeah, this has wonderful lines all the way through. I like how she delves into the darkness, but not necessarily, and the sensuality, but not in a way that crosses any lines, but rather just brings you to the edge and, you know, lets you use your imagination to fill in. I really like your mind and body in euphoria as my tongue explores your neck. Let me transform your signals like I'm your personal codec. And come walk on the dark side. I promise that it's fun. Sometimes sin's delicious after all is said and done. You know, I really like the use of the word delicious there. I think it works particularly well. So wonderful sensuality there, Darkened Auras. I'm very glad that you were inspired. We were inspired by your write. You were inspired to write. I think that's what I meant to say. Something like that. All right. Yeah, exactly. Something like that. All right. Well, up next we have Insatiable by Robert M. And we do have a SoundCloud for that. So do-do-do-do-do. Here we go.
This is my recital of Insatiable. She hungers. Predatory nature. It runs so deep that she wilts the very flowers around her. Savage huntress. Voracity incarnate. Draining vitality. Almost as a storm of insatiable rage and lust. Devourer of mortality and morality, she flaunts the stolen vigor in swaths of gleaming sacrilege. Droplets of wicked sin adorn the contours of her beautiful visage, as she writhes and contorts, lowly cackling in blissful agony.
Wonderful reading right there, Robert. Thank you for the SoundCloud. It is very much appreciated. This was a pre-write that just I went and grabbed. I thought it, with his permission, of course. You know, and I thought it fit particularly well with the prompt. I tell you, though, he has such an amazing, you know, voice that I almost regret not grabbing a longer write so we could have heard his voice a little longer. But, you know, I do think this is an amazing, dark, sensual poem. Fit really well. For being for another contest, it fit really well with tonight's show. I like that he starts out with the two words, she hungers, and all the way through, there's wonderful lines. I have to say, though, that the sensuality really comes through in that second and fourth stanza. Savage huntress, ferocity incarnate, draining vitality, almost a storm of insatiable rage and lust. And droplets of wicked sin adorn the contours of her beautiful visage as she writhes. Wonderful lines and beautifully done. And thank you, Robert, for sharing that with us. And Jean, your thoughts?
Yeah, I thought this was an excellent write by Robert. Really nicely penned, wonderful lines throughout. And I really appreciated each one of the stanzas. I mean, it is a brevity, but each one was so compact and so spot on. But, you know, I pulled two out of four. Like, that's terrible. I should have just copied them all and put them down. But I'm with you. The Savage Huntress stanza. And the next one I picked up, Devourer of Mortality and Morality. She flaunts the stolen vigor in swathes of gleaming sacrilege. God, my eyeballs are bad. But I thought it was just a wonderful piece all the way through. And as always, an excellent, excellent audio from him. So thank you so much, Robert. Wonderful job.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, I have to agree. Let's see. Wonderful comment. I'm looking back here because you think with two people I could keep track. But I'm looking back and trying to remember if it was you or me that – oh, it was me that read Dark and Doras. Okay. All right.
Yes, it was.
There we go. All right. Let's see what we have next then. All right. Too bad we don't have a man calling in to read some of these male-voiced writes.
Yeah, I know. We'll get Stelina to
I know, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's all right. That's all right. They'll just have to listen to their reads in our voices. Let's see here. Up next, I think... I'm going to put up another SoundCloud write, and that is Frank says I have his twin. Man, if I had Frank's twin, I'd be putting him to work doing the dishes and stuff.
Oh my. At the end stuff, everybody's got to work about. It's the end stuff everybody's got to worry about. Just saying.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Yep. All right. Well, up next we have Night by Weaver of Dreams. And Kate was nice enough to supply us with a SoundCloud. And here we go.
Night is here at last. The seduction scene is set. Candles lit, incense burning, the heat and aroma caressing my libido as desire clouds my mind, waiting only for you. Needs run through me, a hot and hungry torrent, pounding and relentless as wave after wave washes over me, my skin sensitive, reacting to the lithe length of you. Knowing and eager, your oiled hands begin to wander, retracing the contours and curves that I offer up for you to explore and devour. Nothing of me is ever denied you. Hours flow by as we sip and savor every aspect of a connection neither of us expected to find. Lust becomes love as with a sigh of satisfaction I cling to you.
Wonderful read and write there, Kate. Thank you for the SoundCloud. It is very much appreciated. And Jean, your thoughts?
You know, I thought this was a fabulous write by Kate. You know, she's got such a way with writing, and her sensual writes are always so, you know, kind of subtle, but they're not, you know. She hits all the notes on them. This one here, I like each one of the stanzas, but I like how she started this poem off. Night is here at last. The seduction scene is set. Candles lit, incense burning, the heat and aroma caressing my libido as desire clouds my mind, waiting only for you. You know, and then needs run through me, a hot and hungry torrent, pounding and relentless as wave after wave washes over me, my skin sensitive, reacting to the life length of you. Wonderful, the first two stanzas. And even the next two, well, you know, there's nothing to shake a stick at there either, you know. Very well done all the way through. So excellent, right, Kate? And thank you so much for adding it to the show tonight. Perfect, perfect addition. Thank you.
Absolutely. Yep, I have to agree. And you're right. You know, her sensual rites are subtle, and yet they're not. They hit, as you said, all the right notes. You know, and I really enjoy her reading voice, you know, for any rites that she does. But she especially works well with the sensual rites. I really particularly like caressing my libido as desire clouds my mind, waiting only for you. And knowing and eager, your oiled hot hands begin to wander, retracing the contours and curves that I offer up for you to explore and devour. I do like, though, that she gives that a bit of a romantic twist at the end, you know, with the line, lust becomes love, as with a sigh of satisfaction, I cling to you. I like that within that line, she brings us into that moment where lust transforms into love, and there becomes that deeper connection. So wonderful imagery throughout, a beautiful sensual rite, and very well done, Kate.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and let's see what we have next. I believe I did grab the next one. I just got to put it on the board. And I have to say, it's good to see everybody who hangs out in the LNP board. Frank, Stelina, Jenny, Darkened Auras.
Yeah.
So, always good to see, you know, our support team there.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And yes. And up next we have The Vampire Queen by Archdoom DeVille. And Jean, go ahead, please, and give that a read for us.
This is way too long for Jean, you know that, right? That's okay. I'll remember that. I'm going to mark that on my calendar. Yes, I will. Okay. The Vampire Queen by Archdoom DeVille. Amidst the crowded bar, I saw your face, a creature of the night with an otherworldly grace. Your skin as pale as ivory, eyes hypnotic glare. I had to have you, couldn't resist, couldn't bear. As we spoke, your voice was like a siren's call, a promise of pleasure, my resolve to enthrall. It was helpless, mesmerized, under your spell. Heart racing, my desire began to swell. The night wore on, and I began to see that you were more than just a fantasy. A vampire with powers beyond compare. Hunger for blood. I couldn't help but stare. You drew me in, seductive charm. We danced together, bodies warm. I couldn't help but feel a deep desire. I need to feel your touch to light my fire. We left the bar, wandering through the night. I couldn't help but feel a bit of fright. But your beauty made me feel alive. You knew you had me without deprive. You took me to your castle, looming dark, heart raced, mind set to embark on a journey of passion, forbidden lust, to explore every inch of you, satisfy your trust. The castle, a masterpiece of Gothic art, with dark, lustful secrets to pull me apart. Every corner whispered a story of sinful delight, a place where our passion could ignite. As we entered the grand hall, fire blazed. I knew I was lost, forever crazed. With darkness and lust, craving and sin, the intoxicating beauty of my vampire queen. In the chamber, you led me to the bed, and I couldn't resist. I needed to be led. By your lust at twisted ways, I wanted to be yours forever and always. We made love amidst darkness and flame, bodies entwined, passion without shame. In a world of beauty and sin, lost in a trance forever within. Castle walls echoed our screams of a desire. We succumbed to the flames of our fire. In the flickering light of candles' glow, our passion grew, lust began to flow. Bodies became one in the heat of delight. We lost ourselves in the pleasures of the night. Forever bound in our dark, lustful embrace, in a world of beauty, in sin, passion, and grace. End poem.
Wonderful read there, Jean. And what a beautiful, dark, sensual write by Archdoom DeVille. I'm glad that he was inspired. I don't know. I have a feeling you're going to have to start like a bar tab or something for tonight for every time I ask you to read or, you know, a long poem. this was great storytelling. I really liked the rhyme and flow. I liked the imagery. I particularly was drawn to, as we spoke, your voice was like a siren's call, a promise of pleasure, my resolve to enthrall. I was helpless, mesmerized under your spell, heart racing, my desire began to swell. And also, I like that he has the attention to detail, like the fact that they meet in a bar. You know, we left the bar wandering through the night. I couldn't help but feel a bit of fright. But your beauty made me feel alive. You knew you had me without deprive. And so that was a great storytelling throughout. In the chamber, you led me to the bed, and I couldn't resist. I needed to be led by your lust and twisted ways. I wanted to be yours forever and always. Wonderful lines throughout. Beautiful dark sensuality on... you know, following the wrong and right person at the same time home from the bar. So excellent write and very well done. And your thoughts, Jean?
Yeah, I loved it. I really did. Because we all know I love rhymers anyway. So this was just like on top of that. I thought it was an excellent dark and sensual write. Wonderful rhyme and meter. And I love this story that was told because it was well done. I'm looking at the stanzas, and I mean, I could pluck so many of them out of here. You know, I liked how he started this whole thing off. Amidst the crowded bar, I saw your face, a creature of the night with an otherworldly grace. Your skin is pale as ivory, eyes hypnotic glare. I had to have you, couldn't resist, couldn't bear. As we spoke, your voice was like a siren's call, a promise of pleasure, my resolve to enthrall. I was helpless, mesmerized under your spell, heart racing, my desire began to swell. You know, they were all good. Each stanza was really, really good. And, you know, it rolled very smoothly off the tongue, although I tripped over my tongue a few times. That was me, not the poem. Sometimes my eyes got crossed. My tongue got in the way of my eye teeth. I don't know, but it was just, I had it all like here and there. But it was just a wonderful, wonderful write. And I thought it was a very smooth write to read. So nicely done, Archdeville. Like messing that up too. Yeah, you can tell I'm messed up tonight. But it was excellent and very nicely put together. So thank you so much for sharing it. I really enjoyed the whole poem all the way through.
I have to agree. Wonderful comment. Thank you. And all right, well, up next we have In the Court of the Crimson Queen by Bookworm Dave 227. And it goes like this. Her throne was black as coal, showing little emotion as her dark red nails pointed her come hither gesture. Her snow-white hair flowed down. Scotty was her name. From the mountains she was born, her nymphs waiting her instructions as the choir sings her praises. The Ice King demands tribute. She demands flesh, not death, but the Christian's God, sin of the flesh. It's not infidelity, it's conquest. One her father approves of, whispering to suitors, I am the way to joy. Her skin reveals her readiness, laughter from her nymphs, preparing her and her conquest for a full erotic evening. Carefully she exposes her breasts, her fine sculpted body, gifts from the divine. End poem. And what a wonderful sensual story told. And Jean, your thoughts?
Again, this is another great write. I mean, tonight's been full of them. You know, let me start here. Her nymphs waiting her instructions as the choir sings her praises. The Ice King demands tribute. She demands flesh, not death. But the Christian's God, sin of the flesh. It's not infidelity, it's conquest. One her father approves of, whispering to suitors, I am the way to joy. Clever lines and good thoughts there to carry the feelings through, you know, in this. And I thought it was a well-done sensual write as well. Nice work. Nice job, Dave, and thanks for sharing.
Yeah. I have to agree. Absolutely. Great comment. Yeah, I have to agree. I've seen the name Scotty before. I don't know if I'm quite pronouncing it right, but I do recognize it as being something that has to do with like Nordic or mythology. I'll have to re-look it up. I should have done it before the show, but I recognize the name. But I'm not 100% sure where it comes from. I like the dark sensuality in this. Her nymphs waiting for her instructions as the choir sings her praises. The Ice King demands tribute. I also have to say I really like the title because it made me think of In the Court of the Crimson King by King Crimson, the band. And I thought that was, and I'm sure Dave had to have done that on purpose, which to me was a really clever. And I like when people are clever with their titles. I also like in this the lines, whispering to suitors, I am the way to joy. And preparing her and her conquest for a full erotic evening. Wonderful dark sensuality. And you're right, this definitely has been a night of just great poetry. So,
yes.
Excellent, right, Dave? Yes, glad you were inspired. This will not be an easy contest to judge, that is for sure.
Absolutely.
Yep. All right, well, up next we have Drink from My Blood by Poetic Picasso. And Frank was nice enough to supply us with a SoundCloud. So here we go.
Within the lustful murmurs of the wind, I hear a seductive voice, a wicked temptation to savor the central drops of her eroticism. She feeds off my naked flesh, exposing her exotic eyes. Her hunger is ravenous like a wild beast on the prowl. Legend says she enraptures men with her illicitous incantation. She drinks from the fountain of my bare chest, licking every dripping drop with her salivating tongue, pouring blood into the chalice of her orgasmic swallow. Her lips and mouth are covered in the moisture of a crimson shade. My choic bones are her insatiable pleasures. I am a willing servant to her naughty games of perversion. My body is the sacrifice of the eternal nights of climactic arousal. Bebe de mi sangre, moja mi sábanas, con tu lujuria, hazme el amor bajo la luna llena. Drink from my blood, wet my sheet with your lust, make love to me under the full moon. In the poem.
Wonderful read and write there, Frank. Thank you for the SoundCloud. It is very much appreciated. I have to say, I'm really glad that Frank was inspired, because muy caliente, as I always say. Wonderful lines. I like the form itself. I like the centering. I like his imagery and metaphors, and of course the little touch of Spanish that he always adds in. I particularly like these lines. Legend says she enraptures men with her illicit incantation. She drinks from the fountain of my bare chest, licking every dripping drop with her salivating tongue, pouring blood into the chalice of her orgasmic swallow. I am a willing servant to her naughty games of perversion. My body is the sacrifice of the eternal nights of climatic arousal. Wonderful lines all the way through on dark sensuality, and very well done, Frank. And Jean, your thoughts?
I think that this was a fabulous write, Frank. Wonderful, wonderful sensual piece, and beautifully penned. I loved each of the stanzas. I thought they were all very well done. Starting from the beginning all the way through, can't really, go wrong on any of them. They're just really well done. I liked the one that Pam read, but I also like this one. My lips and mouth are covered in the moisture of crimson shade. My echoic moans are her insatiable pleasures. I am a willing servant to her naughty games of perversion. My body is the sacrifice of eternal nights of climactic arousal. Wonderful job. Just really well done. As always, Frank, it was a wonderful performance and a wonderful write. So thanks so much for sharing with us.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. I have to agree. Wonderful, wonderful comment. And Frank says that he hopes he woke you up. I think
Me?
Pretty much most of the poetry tonight has woken Phil up.
Yes, in more ways than one, but that will remain, just wanted to comment.
Absolutely. All right. Well, up next we have Centaur's Love Song by Eric Svensson. And we have a SoundCloud for that. So here we go.
Centaur's Love Song. I, Pholus, famous augur, descended from Satyr Selenus, welcomed Heracles into my cave on Mount Pholo. Metal mask forged, gorged out of blood, sweat, and tears, clear crystalline heart space set the standard. Infamous Euro's journey inspired songs, sonnets, and love's bonnet. My priestly Satyr task bid me prepare a sumptuous meal. Brief respite to hush, crush the fears of Heracles, hell-bent on his fourth labor of the Erymanthean ball. Audacious, somewhat precocious, Euro feasted on Epicurean delights, fatal attraction default. Heracles insisted, persisted a jar of wine be opened. Such a sumptuous meal needs to be washed down. Wary I was, wine's intoxicating aroma would attract uncivilized centaurs. Smitten by handsome Heracles, I oblige. Hornet's nest, too soon pest and pestilence, congregated outside my cave. Unruly, uncouth, each centaur demanded a cup of Bacchus nectar. Euro, Heracles took the bait, wrestled beastly centaur boldness encroachment. Skilled marksman with bow and arrow, his Samson slew the attackers. Stymied the surviving, conniving centaurs fled. Valiant Heracles swiftly followed on their hooves. Metal mask forged, gorged out of blood, sweat, and tears. Clear, crystalline heart space set the standard. Noble Heracles soon would bury me, scratched by one of the deadly arrowheads, while I, augur, buried the slain centaurs. The poison of the Lernaean Hydra claimed my life, but not my love for handsome Heracles, as grief racked his body. His hot blood, sweat, and tears baptized my lifeless centaur body. End poem.
Wonderful read and write there, Eric. Thank you for the SoundCloud. It is very much appreciated. And Eric unfortunately missed the contest, but I was glad to see that he was inspired and did share the write with us and did make a SoundCloud for us. Very cool. And Jean, your thoughts?
Sorry about that. I thought this was another fabulous write by Eric. You know, his work is always so different. That's not a bad thing. Yeah. Anyway, I think that it was well written, well performed. And it was an intriguing prompt that he chose. You know, there was something about it. It was kind of like, and how he got a centaur out of that, I'm like, works for me, you know? I mean, why not? You know?
Yeah.
But when I first did it, I was like, really? And I went, well, yeah, I guess so, you know? I mean, because it's all about how we see things and how we each interpret them. And if that's what it brought to mind for him, then run with it. That's what I say. There's a lot of great stanzas in this, but I have to say I like the last one. Metal masks forged. Metal mask forged. Blood, sweat, sweated tears. Clear crystalline heart space set the standard. Noble Heracles soon would bury me. Scratched by one of the deadliest arrowheads. While I auger buried the slain centaurs. The poison of the lint. I'm so glad I picked this stanza to read. Lamian Hydra claimed my life, but not my love for handsome Heracles, as grief racked his body. His hot blood, sweated tears baptized my lifeless centaur body. I just thought that the ending stanza was very full of emotion. And I thought that he handled that all very well. In that stanza. Now, you know, not that there wasn't any emotion in the other ones. I just thought that this was a little bit deeper in feeling. So great job, Eric. And thank you so much for sharing with us, as always. Mm-hmm.
Well, absolutely. Yeah, and I like that he looked at this picture and he saw a centaur, you know, that he used his imagination with that. I thought that, and, you know, if you're going to write a central poem about a centaur, the fantasy prompts are definitely the place to go with that. And like I said, he uses it as, I remember one time I ran across a picture while looking for prompts, a piece of fantasy artwork that involved a centaur that left nothing to the imagination. It was definitely an eye opener, that's for sure.
Yeah.
But
we have a couple of Egyptian gods like that. Just saying.
Yep.
I went, excuse me.
Yeah, like, wow, that's really in your face.
Oh my god.
I thought this was epic. I really enjoy and appreciate the imagery, the metaphors, the emotional impact of the lines. I like that he delves into Greek mythology. Metal mask forged, gorged out of blood, sweated tears, clear crystalline heart, space set standard. Infamous hero's journey, inspired songs, sonnets, and love's bonnet. My priestly centaur task bid me prepare a sumptuous meal, brief respite to crush the fears of Heracles, hell-bent on his fourth labor hunt of the Erymanthean boar. And you know what I was thinking as I was reading those lines, the fact that, you know, a centaur is a priest in love with a Greek hero. It almost makes me think of, and it is a slightly odd connection, but it makes me think of the book and the movie The Thornbirds, and about the priest who fell in love with this young woman and this the forbidden affair that they had. I like the darkness in Noble Heracles soon would bury me, scratched by one of the deadly arrowheads, while I auger buried the slain centaurs, the poison of the Lyrian Hydra claimed my life, but not my love for handsome Heracles, as grief racked his body. And I like how those lines speak on an eternal love that lives on. So wonderful, wonderful, right? And very well done. All right. Let's see what we have next. Go. And up next, we have Delicious Little Deaths by Alice Macabre. And Jean, will you give that a read for us, please?
Sure. Delicious Little Deaths by Alice Macabre. Gossamer strands of seduction ripple across midnight. Unforgiving stars unveil their silver. The spider's web whispers of her wickedness and mortal hearts lust and loathing. Those who seek favor come seeking her favors. Passion fruit of the lips and loins feed to taste her fruit of passion. Damned men beg redemption on their knees, praying to their god while moaning the name of the goddess. She shows them heaven stroke for stroke, but hell awaits when she claims her soul. The lioness's hunger is insatiable. The eight-pointed star, her favorite position. Pain and pleasure entwine like a lover's caress. She greedily swallows, gasm by gasm, delicious little breath. Her death, gosh, delicious little death. Claws of dominance crave choked submission. Venting on Venus, their ineptitude shrivels up as her flaming desire grows with each thrust. She feeds on fear, and feed she will as they scream her name, Inanna.
Wonderful read there, Jean. And what a beautiful dark sensual write by Alice Macabre. I'm really glad she was inspired. I like the imagery in this. The spider's web whispers of her wickedness and mortal heart's lust and loathing. I also thought these lines were particularly strong. She shows them heaven stroke for stroke, but hell awaits when she claims their soul. The lioness hunger is insatiable. You know, wonderful lines all the way through. Beautiful sensuality and very well done. And Jean, your thoughts?
Well, where do I begin with it? You know, I loved every stanza of this poem. I thought it was an excellent dark sensual piece, wonderful story told. And, you know, really each stanza, I enjoyed the imagery. I think that there's, I don't know, I think she just really hit all the notes on this one. Here, let me see. Okay, I liked how she started this. Gossamer strands of seduction rippled across midnight. Unforgiving stars unveil their silver. The spider's web whispers of her wickedness and mortal hearts lust and loathing. Those who seek favor come seeking her favors. Passion fruit of the lips and loins, they ache, they plead to her taste, her fruit, to taste her fruit of passion. I think those first two stanzas, I mean, there wasn't anything wrong with any of the ones that follow, but I think they led into this so nicely, because it starts out kind of subtle, you know. And then it just picks up a little speed in the second one, and then the third one pulls in some more, and it just builds on each stanza through to the end. And I think it was a fabulous job done. So great piece, Alice, and thanks for sharing. Definitely a wonderful addition to the show tonight. Definitely.
It really was. It really is. I have to agree with you. and I like how you pointed out that that there is this build up of intensity within it, and but I have to say yeah, this has wonderful lines all the way through. I thought it was you know, just particularly dark and sensual, and I did like the wordplay on the little deaths with La Petite Mort was particularly wonderful. And another part that I really liked was Claws of Dominance crave choked submission. Wonderful lines and very well done. All right, now I'm going to see what we have next. All right. Here we go.
Hang on. No bed in the fridge. Pam.
What's that?
Frank wants to know if your dog's in the fridge.
She is not. You know what? I have her shut in the bedroom with me, and she's scratching at the door to get out. And obviously, Frank's paying closer attention to her than I am. All right. Here you go, Nana.
Oh, my God.
she's a little pet.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Earlier today, or not today, or like at the beginning of the show when I was on alone, and Nana kept trying to get me to pet her, and I just had to tell her in front of everybody, you know, go lay down. I can't keep petting you.
Right.
But, yep. But, no, that's, and as far as the door squeaking, I think that's probably my roommate has come home and is either opening the refrigerator or another door, obviously. But, let's see what we have next.
My.
Absolutely. All right. Up next we have Magic of the Succubi Queen by Femora D. Soulweaver. And it goes like this. She stands above them with great pride in her sinful creations, which bear her marks, swirling golden symbols across their flesh, crafted by forbidden arcane magics, sigils used to control their deviant lusts, stirring their debaucherous behaviors. You can see the spell that she has woven in their crystalline eyes that shine in the dark. Her ancient corruption, older than Eden, cannot be broken. They are forever hers, moaning and writhing at her command, churning her own twisted pleasures. Their lost souls now only yearn to serve, burn eternally in the fires of depraved carnality. She consumes their souls with her tantalizing hold. End poem. And wow, what an amazing dark sensual rite. I'm really glad Femora was inspired. And Jean, your thoughts?
Yeah, I'm just looking for an end point for this, and then I'm there, I think. I don't know.
All right.
But anyway, I think it was a wonderful rite. And I was just looking for some lines to grab out of the body of the poem. But it takes a little bit more thought than I thought it would. But it was wonderfully written, and very detailed, in thought. There was good imagery. I think that she really spoke of the prompt well, you know. I don't think it needs the image. I think that it just, it speaks well of what we see. And if the image wasn't here, I think it would be fine. Because it says she stands above them with great pride. So without the image, it's like, okay, she stands above them with great pride. And I think that that's doable. In her sinful creations, which bear her marks, swirling golden symbols across their flesh, crafted by forbidden arcane magic, sigils used to control their deviant lusts, stirring their debaucherous behaviors. You can see the spell that she has woven in her crystalline eyes that shine in the dark. I think that it really is doable without the image completely. And then she goes on from there. But I think the lines were so well, and they were so well woven together that trying to split them out is a little difficult, because each one weaves into the next, and each next one weaves into the one before it. It just all pulls in together, and it's a mesh. And I think that makes it even better, you know, because it just, they're not just lines of stuff. They all pull together, they weave together, they work together. And it was nicely done. So great job for Maura, and thanks for sharing. Absolutely.
Absolutely. I have to agree. And wonderful observation there on how, you know, it really is difficult to separate one line from the next because they all flow together so beautifully. And you're right, this poem does stand well on its own without the artwork. I really like how she chose to use the archaic spelling of magic. I thought that was a nice choice. I really like the sensuality in moaning and writhing at her command, churning her own twisted pleasures. And the darkness in their lost souls now only yearn to serve, burn eternally in the fire of depraved carnality. This is a wonderful snapshot of a dark, sensual moment. I like the creation of this character. Let's see. I mean, like you said, wonderful lines all the way through. I was really glad she was inspired. Another part I really liked is stirring their debaucherous behaviors. Wonderful lines and very well done for sure.
Yeah. Now, I want you to humor me here for a minute because I'm not the sharpest tool in the shed always. But this would be this would be something Bobby would put on Saturday, right? You know, in Exploring Ekphrasis. Correct? Because this is a perfect example of that. You take the image and you write off of the image, but you're not describing the image. So I think that in that respect, this is a great piece for that.
And this is definitely, you know, I don't really fully, yeah. No, I can see that. I don't fully, I'll admit, I don't fully understand the concept of ekphrasis, but I do believe from what you're saying and from what I do understand of it, that this does work on that level because you are taking an artwork and not just describing it, but, you know, in some ways describing it, but also expanding upon it.
Right.
So, very cool.
Based on it. And, you know, so I was thinking when I'm looking at it, I'm like, well, you know, it does work without the artwork because it's got its own life to it. It has its own story to it. And there's probably a bunch of them that have slid past me, and that's, don't anybody take it personally. You know, I'm a little slow on catching up here. But I think that it just kind of stood out more in this one for some reason to me. And I just wanted to make sure I, you know, asked because it was a commendable piece. So, okay, thank you very much. I'm going to let you go now, do your thing. I'll be here.
I like that, though. Very cool observation. Very cool. Mm-hmm. And up next, we have Blood Magic by Captain B2. And she also provided us with a SoundCloud. So here we go.
Blood Magic. Poem. In the village, they whispered of the gypsy encampment. As he crested the rise, he saw the glow of their campfires against the night sky and the twinkle of the lanterns hanging in the circle of brightly hued bardos. The inviting sounds of laughter and music from the caravan drew him in, and they welcomed him to their fireside. And as he found a seat among them, he saw her. Across the firelight and massive swirling skirts, among this gracefully undulating dancers, he saw her with eyes, the obsidian gaze was fixed upon him. Her cryptic smile offering only a hint of strange and secret thoughts, their eyes locked, unable to break away, he rose and moved toward her, instinctively drawn to some primal chemistry arising between them. He paused before her, poised at the edge of an abyss within those eyes. She turned, and he followed her beyond the Romani camp, beyond the campfires, to a moonlit clearing within a stand of oak, where she drew him down onto the damp forest floor beneath her, the petrichor mixed with her pheromones to intoxicate him, filling his senses with a desperate urgency he couldn't control. Eager mouth sought eager mouth, drawing in breath, devouring. She bit his lip, and the taste of blood was metallic on his tongue. His unbridled hunger sought out her warm, bare shoulders. Sharp canines, piercing tender flesh, left his mark on her, as he was rewarded by her deep, throaty moans of encouragement. So spellbound, enraptured by the taste of her ancestry, he barely noticed the sweet stinging of her touch. Her nails, dripping tiny rubies, yielded from her deep caresses the trails of his blood, dyeing the shredded remnants of his shirt, the indelible tattoos her unquestionable ownership. Past the point of no return, the scent of their coupling was strong. They succumbed willingly to the metamorphosis of flesh to fur. The blood mystery was upon them as the transformation returned. She was once again the darkness which blanketed him. He had taken his place beside her, again as her alpha. Two children of the night in passionate elemental reunion. And at that moment, fiery lichen blood pulsed through them. Their deepest urges had been sated with sublime joy at reunion. In their way, she had let it be known how much he had been missed, and she had bade her mate welcome home.
Wonderful read and write, Bobby. Thank you for the SoundCloud. It is very much appreciated. And this one was also a pre-write that was put on the topic board, and I thought it fit really well with tonight's topic. Bobby really has a gift for storytelling and attention to details. I really like the imagery, and the inviting sounds of laughter and music from the caravan drew him in, and they welcomed him to their fireside. And as he found a seat among them, he saw her across the firelight and mass of swirling skirts among the gracefully undulating dancers. He saw her. And I like that this has a sense of sensuality and romanticism to it, and a great lichen or werewolf tale, and about that connection that felt between these two people. The blood mystery was upon them as the transformation returned, was a great line. And I also really liked the sensuality, and their deepest urges had been sated with sublime joy at reunion. In their way, she had let it be known how much he had been missed, and she bade her mate welcome home. The absolutely, absolutely stunning lines, beautiful storytelling, and very well done. And Jean, your thoughts?
Well, I thought this was a well-penned piece. A great story told, detailed and expressed all throughout. You know, there's tons of detail, and it was very well expressed all the way through. Just a great story, as you said, Sam. She is a great storyteller always. And I have to say, I grabbed these two stanzas. Eager mouth sought eager mouth, drawing in breath, devouring. She bit his lip, and the taste of blood was metallic on his tongue. His unbridled hunger sought out her warm, bare shoulders. Sharp canines, piercing, tender flesh, left his mark on her, as he was rewarded by her deep, throaty moans of encouragement. Spellbound, enraptured by the taste of her ancestry, he barely noticed the sweet stinging of her touch. Her nails dripping, tiny rubies yielded from her deep caresses. The trails of his blood dyeing the shredded remnants of his shirt, indelible tattoos of her unquestionable ownership. I thought it was just great. And yeah, and thanks for sharing with us tonight, Bobby. Great piece. Very well done. Mm-hmm.
Oh, absolutely. I have to agree. Wonderful comment. All right. And up next, we have Bring My Death to Life by Simon Guest. And Jean, will you give that a read for us, please?
I will give it a whirl. Okay. Bring My Death to Life by Simon Guest. I gaze within darkened eyes. Manicured hands stroke my face. Dragon's aura floats. Mystic shapes glow green, moved by every exhaled breath. His motions expel my inhibitions. I am oblivious to graceful moves and spells of my undressing. Talons draw upon my flesh. Blood vessels burst, precisely sliced to raise expectations. I am paralyzed to the core. He does not leave my gaze. Darkened eyes embrace, pull me in. Open mouths hungry for elixir. Sing praises to the chef. Incisors pierce soft skin. Tongues lap up warmth to soothe the inner coldness. He smiles, knowing my end. His kiss is key. I am forever. End poem.
Wonderful read, Jean. And what a beautiful Dark Central write by Simon Guest. I like that he chose to write in a feminine voice. I thought that was really great. Wonderful imagery throughout. I really liked the darkness in I am oblivious to graceful moves and spells of my undressing. Talons draw upon flesh. Blood vessels burst, precisely sliced to raise expectations. I am paralyzed to the core. Wonderful sensuality and tongues lap up warmth to soothe the inner coldness. He smiles, knowing my end, his kiss is key. I am forever. I like how those lines speak on the idea of someone being transformed into a vampire. Just a wonderful, wonderful storytelling all the way through and very well done. I also really liked the line, the dragon's aura floats. That was a particularly enthralling line. So great writing, Simon, and very well done. And Jean, your thoughts?
You know, I thought this was a great write by Simon. He said a lot in few words. Usually I would say the word brevity, but it doesn't look to be a brevity in my brain, you know? It just looks a little longer than that. But there's really not a whole lot of words in this, I don't think. And it really tells the story. I picked up here on the stanza, blood vessels burst, precisely sliced to raise expectations. I am paralyzed to the core. He does not leave my gaze, darkened eyes embrace and pull me in. Open mouths hungry for elixir, sing praises to the chef, incisors pierce soft skin. Tongues lap up warmth to soothe the inner coldness. He smiles. I think that is, I should just throw those last three lines on. Knowing my end, his kiss is key. I am forever. I think that it just was really well done. Lots of great lines throughout, and the stanzas are all, each is very well done. Some cannot go without the others after them, though. Some are reliant on the next stanza to kind of explain it almost, just a little bit. If I went with the beginning, I wouldn't have, I would have felt like I was missing something. But I think grabbing up the last ones, I think really describe it well. So excellent job, Simon, and thank you so much for sharing with us. It's always good to see your work. Hopefully we'll see more of it in the future.
And, absolutely.
Wonderful.
Absolutely. Wonderful comment. Yeah, it's always great to see Simon's writing, for sure.
Yeah.
All right. Well, up next we have You Are My Queen of the Nights by the Warrior Poet. Will you fight by my side, allowing me to love you? You are my queen of the nights, by day and by night. With my sword in your hand, together ravishing the land. My Christian princess, my love for you is true. Our fight will be spiritual in God's holy name. We will win this fighting game. End poem. And that was a great brevity, which told a story of love and connection and two people standing side by side. It was a bit of a different take than the other rites, but I could see how it worked well with the chosen prompt, which was the header picture of the lady sitting on a throne with a sword and in a suit of armor. So worked well for that. I really particularly liked the line where he says, "You are my queen of the night, by day and by night." So I thought the use of the two words "nights" and "nights" spelled differently was great wordplay. And I also liked the romantic touch of "My love for you is true." Wonderful lines and very well done. And your thoughts, Jean?
Well, yeah, I thought it was a nice brevity. It was well done and clever, clever work. A great take on the chosen prompt, and thank you for sharing with it very much. Great job. It really was a great little piece. I have to agree with everything that you said.
Well, there you go. Well,
there you go.
All right. Well, we only have one more left, so I figure we'll go ahead and we'll fit it in. And that is Sparks by Casey Day. And go ahead, Jean, please.
Okay. Oh, this is a long one by Casey Day. Stinker. I'll get you for this. Yeah. You're going to give me a full lineup. Oh, my gosh. Okay, this is called Sparks, and it's by Casey Day. I chase cherry-flavored dreams and kiss the devil on his lips, just to tease, make you believe. I chase bedazzled stars just to play the part and hold your heart for just a moment between. While we watch a movie scene play on the silver screen, we painted it black and we move too fast, but I can't quit. I can't quite move on from that. And we dance in broken down cars and we drink at the bars. It never barred us back. There was time. It was the time inside my mind when we ruled the world. A boy and a girl sailed across the galaxy on a boat made of dust. And fairies chased us into the park on 7th Street, where we fizzled out like a movie scene on the silver screen. And home.
Wonderful read there, Jean, and a beautiful write. By Casey. Of course, my only problem is the fact that she didn't attach a picture or put a prompt in her AN, but it's still, you know, a beautiful write, strong imagery and metaphors, very nostalgic and emotive with its sadness and its sense of looking back. I really like the beginning lines. I chase cherry-flavored dreams and kiss the devil on his lips. And we painted it black and we moved too fast, but I can't quite move on from that. You know, some memories, some people are difficult to move on from. You know, wonderful lines all the way through and very well done. And your thoughts, Jean?
You know, I thought it was a great piece, and I thought it was, you know, even though it says, you know, I chase cherry-flavored dreams and kiss the devil on his lips, the rest of it seemed to be like down to earth, everyday kind of activity, you know. That's just my view on it. But it's a both feet on the floor kind of poem in my mind. It says, we'd watch a movie scene play on the silver screen. We painted it black and we moved too fast, but I can't quite move on from that. We dance on broken down cars and we drink at the bars. They're all real world kind of possible things, you know. And I thought it was intriguing how we went from one into the other. But it was a nice combination. Don't get me wrong. Because she made it work. I just found it was kind of intriguing that we had, the two extremes. I don't even know if they're extremes, but I think you know what I'm saying.
Yes, definitely.
And I liked her last stanza, really. It was the time inside my head when we ruled the world. A boy and a girl sailed across the galaxy on a boat made of dust on 7th Street, where we fizzled out like a movie scene on the silver screen. And it draws us back up to that movie scene, you know, on the silver screen from the first stanza. So it was clever, and it was well put together, and I thought it was nicely done. Nice job. And thanks for sharing, Casey.
Absolutely. Thank you, Casey. And yeah, I like that you pointed out how the down to earth parts of it create like a sense of balance. So very mm-hmm. cool there. Well, I have to say this has been a wonderful show. A great lineup of poetry. Thank you, Jean, for calling in and keeping me company. Much appreciated. Always fun to hang out with you. Thank you to Darkened Auras, Jenny Hunt, or Jenny the Deep, Stelina, and Frank for hanging on the board. Thank you to everyone who wrote for the show, was listening while we were on live, or will be listening later. We truly appreciate you all. And, of course, make sure to check out all the topic boards and contests put up by our late night poets, hosts and hostesses, because you're sure to find something to inspire. And have a good night, everyone.
Good night, everybody.